This week we will discuss Lag BaOmer. On the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was preparing to leave this world, he told his son Rabbi Elazar and the Talmidim who were gathered around him, "This is an auspicious time. I am now going to reveal holy secrets that I have never yet disclosed, so that I will arrive in Olam Haba without reason for embarrassment. I see that today is a distinctive day, for Hashem and all the tzaddikim are rejoicing in my celebration, my Hilula." He instructed his Talmud Rabbi Abba to write down what he was about to say, Rabbi Elazar to repeat it, and the other Talmidim to listen carefully. He then revealed to them the section of Zohar known as Idra Zuta. At that time, the Kedusha of Rabbi Shimon was so intense that none of the Talmidim were able to gaze upon him, and throughout the day a fire surrounded the house, keeping everyone else at an odd distance. Rabbi Abba recalled, "While I was in midst of writing, and Rabbi Shimon was in middle of quoting a pasuk, he stopped at the word Chaim. I waited, wanting to continue, but did not raise my head to see why he had stopped, for I was unable to look at the bright light that he radiated. Suddenly I heard a voice call out a pasuk that included the word Chaim, and then another voice called out another pasuk. I fell to the ground and wept. When the fire subsided and the light faded away, I saw that the great luminary Rabbi Shimon had passed away. He was lying on his right side with a smile on his face. Soon afterwards, residents of nearby Tzipori came to take Rashbi to bury him in their village, but the inhabitants of Meiron sent them away. Meanwhile, the bed, now outside the house, raised itself in the air while a fire burned in front of it. A voice rang out, 'Come and gather for the Hilula of Rabbi Shimon.' When they entered the cave in which he would be buried, another voice was heard coming from within, 'This man shakes up the world and all its kingdoms. Many adversaries in Shemayim are silenced because of his merit. Hashem glories in him daily. Fortunate is his portion both above and below.'" On that Lag BaOmer, Rashbi was illuminated by the light of Mashiach, thereby attaining the highest level of his lifetime, and partially revealed that light to his Talmidim. Hence, Lag BaOmer each year is a day of the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah, the inner mystical dimension of the Torah. The Goyin Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshutz cautions that one should make good use of this holy day and not waste it on foolishness. Similarly, in a letter to his chassidim before Lag BaOmer, the Alter Rebbe writes, "Rejoice on the day of Rashbi's celebration, because we drink from his wellsprings of chassidus. Celebrate by singing praises to Hashem from Tehillim, and not chas v'shalom by light-headed frivolity." At a Suda Shabbos in the home of Rebbetz and Rivka, before Lag BaOmer Tofresh Nunvav, the elder chassid Rashbaz described the Lag BaOmer celebration of Tofresh Tes, which was the last time the Tzemach Tzedek went out to the fields. All the chassidim who had come to Lubavitch for Lag BaOmer arrived at the grounds of a chassid called Reb Shloime, who had been organizing the Lag BaOmer celebrations since the time of the Mittel Rebbe. "It was a joyous time for us. The elderly chassidim, despite their age, danced with their tzitzis showing, and we, the Talmidim of the yeshiva, pranced like rams. We then sat down to farbring, open-mouthed, listening attentively to every word said by the elder chassidim. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Rebbe arrived, delivered a maimer of chassidus, and stayed for 3 hours. Before departing, he told us to sing the Alter Rebbe's niggun, the Arba Bavos. As we sang, he sat in deep dveikus with his eyes closed and tears on his face. When the niggun came to an end, the Rebbe stood up and declared that the schus of the Baal HaHilula, the Rashbi, would surely protect all Yidden. We all spontaneously cried out in unison, 'Amen.' The Rebbe smiled slightly and said, 'Amen, kein yihi ratzon.' After the Rebbe left, the Elter Chassidim, led by Reb Hillel, gathered to chazer the Maimer. They wondered why the Rebbe had asked for the Alter Rebbe's niggun to be sung, and expressed their concern regarding his parting words. On the following Monday, an urgent messenger came to Lubavitch with a letter from the printers in Jitomir. The police had made an inspection regarding the recent printing of Likutei Torah. They had checked where copies had been sent, sealed all the remaining copies in the press, and had ordered the owner, a chassid, to appear for interrogation on Wednesday. The rumor spread quickly in Lubavitch, and in one short hour the story's details had twisted and grown. The Rebbe's sons hurried to their father, who told them the exact story and assured them that the decree would be nullified. On Wednesday, when the printer reported at the police station, he was threatened and arrested. On Thursday evening, however, he was set free, and on Friday, the Sfarim were released. Rebbe Lazar Azkari, known by the title of his sefer, Baal HaCharedim, was a shamish in a Beis Medrash in Tzfas, and was widely regarded as a simple person. No one knew of his Kedusha and Torah scholarship. On Lag BaOmer one year, he traveled to the Kever of Rashbi in Meiron, and while there he met the Arizal and his Talmidim and danced with them for a long time. He also danced with an elderly man dressed in white who was dancing with intense joy. Soon after, the Arizal took hold of the elderly man's hands and danced with him for a while, and then danced with the Baal HaCharedim as well. After leaving the Kever, the Talmidim asked the Arizal, "You must have danced with the elderly man because he is a great person. But why did you dance with the Shamash? It is true that he is a Yirei Shamayim, but is it fitting for you to dance with him?" The Arizal laughed and said, "If the Rashbi danced with him, isn't it an honor for me to dance with him as well?"